This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, schools crashes and further and higher education institutions will reopen tomorrow across the country. The Taoiseach is reassuring businesses that any supports they're entitled to will be backdated from when restrictions were reintroduced. A TD says his offices in Donegal are inundated with calls in relation to the pandemic unemployment payment. The Taoiseach says the Housing Minister is adamant in terms of the role of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland in the micro redress scheme, and work is underway on developing a system that would see EU citizens applying for travel authorisation from Britain and Northern Ireland. Good evening, Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. Returning to our top story though, schools crashes and further and higher education institutions will reopen tomorrow across the country. The Department of Education's thanks staff, parents and the emergency services for their support during Storm Barra. Meanwhile, a status yellow wind alert remains in place for the next hour in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. Areas in Letterkenny, Carindonagh, Derrybeg, Killybegs, Ballyshannon and Bundoran are currently still without power. Cleanup operations are underway across the country to clear fallen trees and flooded roads. Chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group, Keith Leonard, says it was necessary to keep schools closed today.
The decision to close the schools today in particular was not just based on weather conditions per se, but it was based on the impact of the storm. And even that kind of journey to school with a lot of debris strewn across the roads and a lot of trees across roads, it just would be very difficult conditions.
The Taoiseach is reassuring businesses that any supports they're entitled to will be backdated from when restrictions were reintroduced. Nightclubs were first forced to close this week and restaurants and pubs have had to reduce the numbers allowed at tables. The government has promised financial supports will be available, but nothing has been finalised yet. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says a decision will be made soon.
We'd expect to have a proposal this evening and be able to make a decision on it this evening or tomorrow. We are trying to get it right. There is a government decision made already that allows them a degree of flexibility around the things that businesses are concerned about, which is, you know, the cap, for example, and the turnover rule. So we just want to make sure we get it right so that we are able to target the financial support to those companies that need it the most.
The Cathaoirleá of Donegal County Council has expressed concern that the per square foot rate to be paid under the revised MICA redress scheme will be set by the Housing Minister and his officials rather than independently. When the revised scheme was announced last week, it was understood that the rate would be using figures provided by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. However, in a letter to Councillor Jack Murray last evening, Minister Dara O'Brien says the rate will be set by himself in consultation with the SCSI. Councillor Murray says that's very concerning.
The alarm bells went off when I read the letter and I saw that the Minister is still saying that the rate for homeowners will be set by him in consultation with the SCSI, but that's an entirely different thing from the SCSI rate being taken as it is. And I think the only way that we could accept that this is going to be a fair scheme and that the rate would be set at so that it would cover the entire cost for homeowners to reconstruct their home is that the SCSI rate is taken and reviewed every year to fairly reflect the construction costs at that moment in time. It leaves it open for the sliding scale or any other interpretation. The sliding scale has been inserted if the Minister and his officials in the Department of Housing have the power to change the rate, regardless of what the SCSI say. So I think it has to be the SCSI and the SCSI only.
And the reality is, letters like this, you can't claim this was clumsily written. We know that ministerial letters are written by civil servants and every word is pored over, every syllable, every comma, every full stop is analysed and very carefully placed there.
Absolutely. You know, these letters are very, very carefully composed by the Department of Housing officials before they signed off on the Minister. And we know this is a multi-billion euro scheme, so it's not a scheme where typos are going to be left in, for errors are going to be left in. And it was very, very carefully, and I would say suspiciously, inserted into that letter. So I know the MIG Action Group are meeting with senior officials today, and they'll be seeking clarity on this. And I would hope that the clarity is that they're going to take out that wording and they will just leave it with the SCSI calculations and that alone.
Well, the Taoiseach says the Housing Minister is adamant in terms of the role of the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland in the MICA redress scheme. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. Responding, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government want to do right by homeowners and comprehensively assist them.
What you quoted, the Minister's adamant, you know, in terms of the role of the Society of Chartered Engineers. He's made that clear most recently again in his conversations with the representative bodies of homeowners. We want to do the right thing by homeowners and we want to make sure that we can comprehensively assist them in getting their houses rebuilt or repaired, whichever is the optimal for them.
The high number of people failing to turn up for booster appointments is disappointing, according to the Irish Medical Organisation. It says the problem is mainly happening at vaccination centres and not GP surgeries. Just 93,000 people showed up for 180,000 appointments last week. Chairman of its GP committee, Stranorlar-based Dr. Dennis McCauley, is urging people to make the effort to go get their booster.
It's a time to call to arms and get people to sort of just do it. Come on, we've got to actually do this. When we start hearing information about Omicron and people say, God, I must get my vaccine, that's when the appointments might actually be short. I think it's a respect thing as well. I think they would be very loath to not turn up for a GP vaccine clinic because they know the GPs. I think people have to realise that very soon the vaccine will take on a lot more prominence. So it's sort of a time to really, for there to be no messing at all.
A TD says his offices in Donegal are inundated with calls in relation to the pandemic unemployment payment. It's understood that the concerns locally centre on a lack of clarity around revamps to existing schemes. The issue was raised in the Dáil today by Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle. Deputy Pringle urged the Taoiseach to provide clarity on PUP, restore payments to proper levels and to do all of that this side of Christmas.
I know that Thomas feels that these new restrictions are peculiar, but to be honest, I find his lack of urgency more than a little peculiar. The lack of empathy for what people are suffering is astounding. My offices in Donegal are inundated with calls related to the evisceration of the PUP, the lack of clarity around revamps to existing schemes, and how your government lacks understanding of life on the ground. It is unfair to leave this on the long finger over Christmas. You need to restore payments to a proper level for these workers affected by the current restrictions. And by a proper level, I don't mean whatever level the Taoiseach's right-wing laissez-faire focus groups have arrived at. So my question is this, Taoiseach. Will your government commit to bringing any required legislation before this House prior to the Christmas break to give people peace of mind?
Thank you. Responding, Micheál Martin says we don't know what the future holds when it comes to the pandemic and the government is trying to balance that.
Sectors have really come back very strong in the economy and there's been a very strong rebound. So we want to target our resources to those sectors that need it.
Thank you,
and by doing that, we give ourselves more sustainability into 2022 because we don't know what twists and turns this pandemic is going to present to us. So we need to have that capacity. The economic recovery, the way we've done things in the last year and a half, I think demonstrate the wisdom of our approach.
Work is underway on developing a system that would see EU citizens applying for travel authorisation to Britain and Northern Ireland. It won't apply to Irish citizens, but would be expected for EU citizens living in the Republic, even if they intend to travel to the North. The issue was addressed at the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee in the House of Commons. British Immigration Minister Kevin Foster says the ETA will be similar to the scheme operated in the US.
If they're not an UK or Irish national, they'd be required to go through the process of applying for an ETA. However, an ETA is a multi-year document. It covers multiple trips. So it's not like, for example, a six-month visitor visa that's the period it operates in. We haven't yet set the period, but it will be in the years, not in the months. And it's something that will be very similar to the type of ESTA-style situation that the United States has, where it's a simple online fill-in form.
HICWA has published reports on the community hospitals in Remelton and Dunloe. There were a number of non-compliances identified in Remelton. The centre in Dunloe recorded none. Greg Hughes has the details.
In the case of Remelton Community Hospital, which had 22 residents at the time of the inspection in July, a number of issues were identified with the premises. Single bedrooms were small and there was not enough room in some bedrooms for the safe manoeuvring of large items of equipment, such as hoists and electric wheelchairs. In a number of single rooms, there was not enough space for a comfortable chair beside the bed, without blocking access either to a wardrobe or the washhand basin. Non-compliance were also found in the areas of staffing, licensing, governance and management, fire precautions, residents' rights and pharmaceutical services. In the case of Dunloe Community Hospital, which had 15 residents at the time of the inspection in September, no non-compliances were reported. There are links to the reports on our website, highlandradio.com.
Donegal County Council is being urged to carry out a survey on empty or derelict buildings in the Twin Towns with a view towards progressing social housing within the town centre. Pally Buffet Stranorler has one of the highest number of vacant or derelict dwellings in the country. A motion on the issue was brought forward to the latest sitting of the Lifford Stranorler MD by Councillor Patrick McGowan. Councillor McGowan says it's time for the council to begin the acquisition of these buildings.
There's quite a few areas within Balfe and Stranorler where you have multiple buildings. You could have three, four, five in a row, and the council could actually go on and buy them by compulsory purchase or by agreement. And if there's no architectural value to the buildings themselves, you could take out the buildings and build in rows of, say, townhouses. It's an open goal for the council now to start pushing to deal. Obviously, we're in the middle of a housing crisis, so that will be an objective there. And an objective and plan is to try and sort out our towns now. What I ask today, that we start with a pilot scheme in Balmathay and Stranorler.
Now, we know that the issue of dereliction is not unique to the Twin Towns. We see it in every town centre nearly across the county and nationwide. But I suppose from your perspective, it is unique in the Twin Towns in terms of the amount of dereliction in one place, which would pave the way for a substantial site for new housing.
Yeah, look, a lot of towns over the years had all these massive shopping centres developed out in the edge of town and further out in big hardware parks and that. That hasn't been case in Balfour, but we've had a lot of new builds there, all the new shops and that. Even the local shops have been upgraded in the Valleys, the Lidls, the Supervalues, and quite a few more and that. But the original townscape and some of the Navaney Streets, Glenfinn Street and Chapel Street and different streets in the gap, there's the old buildings. A lot of them buildings are not fit for purpose now.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with boxing, and Brett McGinty has withdrawn from a scheduled fight at the National Sports Centre in Crystal Palace, London, this Friday. The Donegal middleweight was due to take to the ring for his fifth professional bout, but a shoulder injury picked up in training means he'll have to wait until next year before returning to action. Since joining the pro ranks, McGinty has won all four of his fights to date. Brett confirmed the news on social media post earlier today. In soccer, Bonagie United have been handed a home draw in the last 16 of the FAI Intermediate Cup, while Coghill Celtic, they must head for Dublin. Everton FC of the Munster Senior League will come to Dry Arch Park to face Ulster Senior League leaders Bonagie on the weekend of the 23rd of January, while Coghill are once again on the road, with Gavin Cullen's men set to meet Liffey Wanderers of the Leinster Senior League. And Coghill Celtic's Oisín McColgan and John Jared McLaughlin of Glengad United, they'll be part of the Ireland Amateur International team in action this evening. The side will take on an Ireland Colleges and Universities team in a friendly in Dublin. Kickoff in Whitehall is at 7 o'clock. And the Republic of Ireland under 19 manager Tom Mohan says they'll embrace the challenge of their elite qualifying group. They'll play Portugal, England and Armenia for a place in next summer's European Championships. Only the group winner will qualify for the finals in Slovakia. Cross channel, Tottenham boss Antonio Conte says the coronavirus outbreak in his squad has become a serious situation. 8 players have now tested positive, along with 5 members of his backroom staff. Conte, who's preparing for a Europa Conference League match against Rennes tomorrow, says there are bound to be more cases.
And we are continuing to have contact with people that we think that are negative, but the day after become positive. I think this is a serious problem.
Romelu Lukaku and Timo Werner have both been named in the Chelsea starting 11 for this evening's Champions League game away to Zenit. Thomas Tuchel's side need to better whatever Juventus do against Malmo to finish top of Group H. Both those games kick off at 5:45. Manchester United, they're already guaranteed pole position in Group F, with Young Boys visiting Old Trafford tonight. Bergamo hosts a battle for the last 16 with Atalanta up against Villarreal. While Barcelona, they fight for the European future, they're away to Bayern Munich in Group E tonight, while all four teams in Group G go into tonight's final round of fixtures with hopes for qualification. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Livingstone, they play Hibernian. In other news, Brazilian football legend Pele is back in hospital to undergo further treatment on a colon tumour. The 81-year-old underwent surgery on the same condition back in September. The three-time World Cup winner is in a stable condition and should be discharged in the next few days. In rugby, Johan van Graan says some Munster players isolating following the return from South Africa could feature against Wasps. However, the head coach revealed that a number of that cohort have since tested positive for COVID-19. Munster are due to open their Heineken Champions Cup campaign in Coventry on Sunday. Academy manager Ian Costelloe has been overseeing preparations, with van Graan among those in quarantine. And Dwan Vermeulen could make his Ulster debut in Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup game away to Clermont. Now, the Springbok number 8 is having his fitness monitored, having tested positive for COVID-19 on his arrival into Belfast. However, Marty Moore, Bradley Roberts and Tom Stewart have all been ruled out of the game in France. And Gary Ringrose says he's delighted to sign a new central contract. The centre will remain with Leinster and Ireland until at least the summer of 2025. While Tadhg Furlong is one of only five Northern Hemisphere players included in World Rugby's Dream Team of the Year, the prop is Ireland's lone representative on the team, which consists of players from seven nations. Wyn Jones and Mario Itoje, they're also named in the forwards, with Stuart Hogg and Anton Dupois named in the backs. The Northwest 10K has confirmed that three charities will benefit from next year's charity run and walk event, which takes place on Bank Holiday Monday the 2nd of May. The committee had previously agreed that No Barriers Foundation and the Donegal Diabetes Parents Support Group would be beneficiaries, and have now added Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Ireland Donegal branch. The three charities will work together on a range of fundraising initiatives ahead of the 25th anniversary of the Northwest 10K. That will be all done in accordance with government guidelines in relation to the pandemic. And a total of €24,000 has been raised through the charity ball organised by Brenton Devaney last month. The three charities that will benefit from the fundraiser held in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny are Planned International Ireland, Cancer Care West and Focus Ireland. And the presenter of Highland Radio's DL Debate says he's thrilled with that the event was such a success. Finally for this evening, in snooker, after defeating Kieron Wilson last night, Fergal O'Brien has another Wilson in his sights at the Scottish Open later. The Dubliner plays world number 25 Gary Wilson in this evening's session. Earlier, Ken Doherty was defeated 4-2 by Zhu Xi, while Jordan Brown, he went down 4-3 to Martin Gould. Now, that's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Taking a look at the weather forecast, well, the strong northwest winds and showers will gradually ease tonight, leaving a generally dry and clear night overall. It will be cold, however, with lows of 0 to plus 3 degrees, and overall cloudy to begin tomorrow with scattered outbreaks of rain and moderate southerly winds. A clearance to sunny spells and scattered blustery showers will follow from the west during the afternoon. Top temperatures tomorrow of 7 to 9 degrees. Closing headlines now. Schools, creches and further and higher education institutions will reopen tomorrow across the country. The Department of Education has thanked staff, parents and the emergency services for their support during Storm Barra. A yellow wind warning remains in place for Donegal for the next half hour or so. There's some areas in the county still without power. More details on our website. The Taoiseach is reassuring businesses that any supports they're entitled to will be backdated from when restrictions were reintroduced. And the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has expressed concern that the per square foot rate to be paid under the revised MICA redress scheme will be set by the Housing Minister and his officials rather than independently. That is the news on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Wednesday evening, the 8th of December. The death has taken place of Michael O'Donnell, Shrove, Greencastle. His remains will repose at the home of his nephew, Danny McCann, Rosebank, Shrove, from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher, Nee McAleer, Demence Castle Finn and formerly of Ballybowen Lifford. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The house is private to family and close friends. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Barnsview Ward, St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorlar, care of Charles Lynch, funeral director. The death has taken place of Genevieve Moore, the Woodlands, Ballynagard, Culmore, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired, to the Northwest Cancer Unit, care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Liam O'Neill, 16 Ardcolumkill, Letterkenny. Family and close friends welcome to the family home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, travelling via Beechwood Road and Ard O'Donnell, going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Ballymacool Respite House, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridget Quinn, Rossmore Donegal Town, and formerly of Ballycullowan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, travelling via the Diamond Donegal Town to St Agatha's Church, Clare, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place in East Kilbride, Scotland, of Kathleen Logan, Nee Sweeney, formerly of Arnmore Island, Donegal. Rosary to be held on Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the family residence. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in St Leonard's Chapel, East Kilbride, Scotland, followed by interment in Phillips Hill Cemetery, East Kilbride. The Mass can be viewed live on St Leonard's Chapel Facebook page. The death has taken place of Charlie Una Gallagher, na Derrybega, Gidore. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary at 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Wake is private to family and close friends. House private, please, from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Charlie's funeral mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.